I would like to get to the Arabic language that I have in the world. Dr. Tawashi. Your voice is working here? Medita.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go.
I hope every one of you is seated comfortably. If my youngest audience that needs to know here to have become a little bit restless in between, I would like to encourage the parents to just go into the hall to move them a little bit around so that they become satisfied. Please sit down comfortably. In the color, I was thinking that all of you would have heard so many lectures, and that I would like to do a lecture that you will remember for the rest of your life. Say something truthful which will stand out amongst the different subjects which you have heard. And I was remembering one of the great German poets, Wolfgang Goethe, who said, "For the human beings are always the most interesting thing." So I decided therefore to give a personal lecture about one verse in the Bhagavad Gita, which has played and is still playing a very important role in my life. I was remembering my first contact with Krishna consciousness in this life today. Also, in the time of my young life, when I was very sad when I met the devotees. I had lost a friend in a traumatic accident. And I remember I had heard many times about the devotees, and I had seen them a few times chanting in the town of Hamburg, but I always avoided them. I was avoiding them because I was afraid that one day I would become like them. They had a strange fascination on my life. One frightened me school. At that time, all the children fell into the hut with the money and all the promises to the world, and to give them another sight. Moshe really attempts to renounce the material life and become something like a hermit. So whenever I saw the devotees, or heard about the devotees, my hermit side was highly interested in that halo, and my materialistic side was very much afraid. So I had mixed emotions about the devotees. Very so many of you must have had. One day, I was in the temple going to catch a train, and I ran, and just I saw on the side of the road there was a devotee sitting on a carpet and chanting Hare Krishna. Well, suddenly he said, I don't want to give up your active life and sit with them. And the other side of me said, run faster, run like you like as if you would have to escape Dracula. But involuntarily, I was forced on that day to sit down with the devotees. Because I was running and looking at the devotees, I didn't see that there was a devotee, Mataji, just before me, and I just ran into her, and both of us fell to the ground, and the city, sitting on the it was an embarrassing situation. Ramaji said, well, there were just people sitting, and I was sitting right before her on the walkway. The Mataji was extremely beautiful, I remember. She looked at me with disgust in her eyes. I ran her down. But that was not what was displeasing to her. She said, you are such a person in conflict. One side of you is so powerful to us. And the other side wants to run away from us. I have watched you many times. I remember how you said just 5 meters from us when we were doing music, pretending to read the newspaper. And you were only listening to the theater, but not daring to come close. You are a strange man. A man of voice. I don't know where you are. I don't know where you are. Especially from the Seite des Kultus. Eigentlich wird angestellt, dass du aus dem
Namen des Fass.
I didn't understand the other lines, but this line, if love gets to me, God is our suffering friend, and someone who understands this lives in peace.
About my friend.
It's a very nice thing, so, yeah.
So now
remember that I do have a friend, the only friend who is there in my heart. It has become very important in my life to develop an active relationship to this friend in the heart. You only can know Krishna through a relationship. Only through love you can know God.
Even in an ordinary person like that,
let us say any person, Mr. Millionaire, we can only know him really if we have a relationship. Yes, you can take every cell of Mr. Millionaire and, scientifically put it under the electron microscope. But then we won't know about Mr. Millionaire. We know only about his bones and his cells and his stomach, but not about himself. Only if I develop first a friendly and then an affectionate relationship will deeper and deeper aspects of Mr. Millionaire's personality become revealed to me. In our scriptures, it is a picture is given, an image is given that within our heart, our human heart is compared to the flow, is compared to the lake. We are there like a swan on the lake, because it was there like the friendly swan, the second swan. In other words, in the lake of our heart, there is the soul and the super soul of God. But most of the people have left the lake of the heart. Now in the world, they look, in the outside world, they look for the original friend that they can't find. At the moment in our Sarajevo community of devotees, there is a little dissatisfaction because not all devotees can associate and have friendship with each other. This is nothing new, it was always like this. But I believe that there is a lesson behind it. We should learn to look for the friends in the heart. We are forced, in other words, by the love in the heart. So again, this is the lake of our heart where we will find the super soul, the eternal friend, swimming and waiting for us. I have today a few questions for you. Questions which I always ask myself, and I want to establish my friendly relationship with Krishna. How does your relationship to Krishna look like? Do you see him like a friend? Or do you see him more in abstract way through the theoretical concepts of philosophy. Are you consciously aware of Krishna in your daily life? And do you listen that you would miss a friend that you feel is absent in your life? Do you have a trusting relationship with Krishna that you feel, I have a trust that he is just arranging my life for the best? Or do you more fear him? That your God is your God, a God who punishes you when you are not super good? Is he maybe angry at you when you don't keep your sanghati, at your promises? Can you go to Krishna any time in your life, or is there a time where you can and won't come to
Krishna?
I feel it's important for us to ask ourselves these questions. I feel it is important for us to really see what do we do about this one relationship. If you don't have this one relationship in fact, the relationship with the Lord in the heart, the other relationships will often be a source of trouble for you. If you don't have this one relationship intact, even the relationship with the devotees can be content. If you don't have this one relationship intact, your relationship with your spouse or partner can become problematic. How is your relationship to Krishna? Do you think of him? How often do you think of him? And how do you think of him? So what glasses do you look at him? In the glasses of philosophy? Or of a philosophical relationship. What is
Krishna?
In the Bhagavata, it is described that Krishna speaks to the individual soul. Since you have left that lake of the heart, you are searching and searching and searching for a friend. But you are searching for the wrong place. You have forgotten me. You do not find your friend in there. I am your original friend. Remember?
Yes.
After having asked you these thought-provoking questions, I want to say that after analysis comes practice. The abstract philosophical concepts of Krishna consciousness have to be translated into very concrete actions. in Vrindavan this year, I will give a seminar at the Sacred Valley of Giriraj. It's near. And I will talk about the Shruti Sita path. It's the path of hearing by which you can realize Krishna. This ancient path to find the friend in the heart has five steps. And those of you who take notes know that you can use this in your pen and your paper. In the path, how you can get back to that leg of the heart. It's a path that goes through a few mountains. That goes up down. And then you will find this beautiful lake. Rahari and myself, we had visited a few, maybe a month or two, one and a half months ago, and we had a summer in Rahari and the Alps. And one day we decided to make a circuit on the rest of the mountains. We walked for, I think, maybe a little more than half an hour. Yes. 1 hour, even. 1 hour. Without anyone singing that thing. It was so romantic. Even the cows started to dance. Many. And we found that we had some tourists for that. Then some of them smiled and danced also. And we came to this lake. It was a crystal clear lake, high and low. And as I looked at the lake, I cried in
heaven.
Because I was reminded of this picture, analogy, that deep inside your heart, there is a lake. You are there, the soul, and your supreme friend. And there is a path to this lake. Would you like to learn the path? The first step, or let us say, section of this part is called Kravana Das, the stage of hearing. If you constantly hear the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hear of his form, parasite, you will come to the next stage. This hearing about Krishna is so wonderful. When you hear about Krishna, Krishna comes in the form of sound vibration into your heart. And he begins to become active in the heart by removing the obstacles away, like glass and greed. See, Krishna God doesn't come into the purified heart. In the contaminated heart, I'm sorry. your life is not purified, there is so much trash, you know, piles of trash. But if you hear about Krishna, this hearing is almost like a sweet sweet. This will remove the trash from the heart, the garbage, you know, the contamination.
Она послушает и кричит, послушает, и тем не будет стараться, чтобы кричить и посмеяться в нашем сердце.
Then, after hearing about Krishna, you feel in your heart something like, oh, Krishna, this is so natural for me. Krishna is so wonderful. And you become, you accept. All unwanted things out of your heart. I would really like to encourage you to take this process in all seriousness. There is a shop in the Almas which speaks like this. Svampakti yoga paribhati dhanetsaroga arse shuchekshita patyona nunata punsam yadyat hiyata urugaya pipavayanti tata dhvapu pranayase satanu. Oh my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bonafide hearing. By this hearing about you, their minds become cleansed. And then their heart is clean. Take the seat of the lotus of their heart. You are so merciful to your devotees that your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they all think of you. My important description of consciousness is all about, how do you say, meeting Krishna. Here it is why we make this is transcendental consciousness. Then you will become free from your contaminations in the heart. There will be no nasty news in your heart, not anger, and all these disturbing things that you have if you learn to hear. When you have this relationship, Krishna actually, he comes in your heart and sits down in the lotus of your heart. His eyes and then he said, at the moment he's crazy. You need actually Krishna in your heart. And if you have met your friend, then you're crying yourselves. You only look for the friend somewhere else. He's there. My dear devotees, this is something very important. Don't forget this point. Krishna consciousness is about Krishna. Some of you have expressed yourself to me in letters and phone calls and personal talks, and you feel aggrieved that you came into the movement of Krishna consciousness and you thought, everyone will be your friend.
What is
some point to be noted, if you somehow make the exam, or if you develop your relationship to Krishna to do that. If you don't make your relationship with Krishna very firm, you will not give me free school on Monday at 1 o'clock when the exam is not I spoke to her when I came out of my comfort zone.
There was this one time
I want to tell you about. I was living for 2 weeks in the jungle in maybe some of you know, it's near Udupi. New Udupi was a valley, the valley of Rishabha. Good Lord. Is that what it is? Yes. Dharadasha. Yes. It's a very beautiful valley which the devotee has nice farm. He has made a very nice farm community. For 2 weeks to study the Uddhava Gita, the Krishna spoke to Arjuna, the Bhagavad Gita, and he spoke to Uddhava, the dear best friend, the Uddhava Gita. And I wanted to learn. Some guy, and I went deep into the jungle, but it was only this way. I mean, I don't have any enemy, but I don't even want the out of Hitler for the idea of this inspired me to give this lecture today to you. I really hope you will take it to heart. And meet the Lord. theoretical, but a very practical teaching. We could go right into the nature and the Lord will speak to us through the clouds, through the trees, through the water, through the earth. It would be very, very nice. Maybe I think we should ask Ani to come this way. I also have something else for you. I wonder if we can make a little pause, but after the pause, I have a film.
It's a
very rare recording of how Rosetta comes out of the temple. Yeah, and when Rosetta comes out of the temple, he starts being the Lord of the universe. Rosetta is not the head of the friend of the universe. You have to see it to believe. I've seen some of the devotees, they go most probably here, but maybe we should talk about this special one. Yeah, let me do it. I think we need now a little pause. Also, we are mostly about to talk to each other. It is very natural for us. We make a little pause like a half an hour, and we take the shot of tea and talk, and then we show this film. Try to take a little pause.